This is my
hair.
And I'm a man.
Beard.
And this is my
ear. The left ear.
And this is
right ear.
And this whole thing.
Mouth.
And
neck.
And this part.
Goozle.
Okay.
What is your throat?
The goozle is the throat.
Yeah, it's all the same. Really, your throat. But we say throat and goozle. Mm-hmm.
And these are the
teeth.
And one
tooth.
And the flesh around your teeth.
Gums.
And this is one
hand.
Two
hand.
And this is the
palm.
This is one
your fist.
Two
fists.
And a place where the bones come together.
Joints. The joints.
And on a man, this part of his body is his
chest.
And these are the
arms.
The
shoulders.
And this is the
a knee.
Or the whole thing is the
leg and thigh.
And this is one
foot.
Two
feet.
And if I get down in this position, you stay on
stooping.
Any of
them?
Huh?
Kneeling.
Okay. Do you ever hear people say down on your
knees?
What about hunkers or honkers?
Yeah, down on your honkers. Or sitting back on your honkers. You're in a kneeling position and you sit back.
Uh-huh. Mm. And this sensitive bone here.
It's your shin bone, we say.
And say if a person had been sick, you say, well, he's up and about now, but he still looks a bit
weak.
Any other way of saying that?
Feeble.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say peaked or puny?
Yeah, puny or peaked. All that can go. Uh-huh.
And someone who's in good shape, you'd say he's big and
strong, healthy.
What if he's getting a little bit overweight? You say he's
getting too large.
Do you ever call
or too heavy?
Stout.
Stout. Or very even fat.
Did you ever use the word stout talking about butter that was turning bad?
Butter that was turning bad.
Uh-huh.
Butter was stout?
Uh-huh.
No.
And someone who's always smiling and doesn't lose his temper, you'd say that he's
looks pleasant.
Okay. And someone that's like a teenage boy, he's just all arms and legs.
Tall.
Okay. What if he's always stumbling and dropping things?
Nerves?
Or
weak?
Uh-huh. Do you ever say someone's clumsy or awkward?
Yeah,
or
clumsy. Clumsy. They're stumbling and falling, dropping clumsy.
And a person who keeps on doing things that don't make any sense, you'd say he's just a plain
what would I say there? A stupid?
Uh-huh. Do you ever call him a fool?
Yeah. Act like a fool.
How does the word fool sound?
It shouldn't be used, but they use it. It's not nice to use. Best to say, don't be silly. I'd rather use that. Are you acting silly? Are you being stupid?
And a person who has a whole lot of money but really hangs on to his money, you call him a
tight.
Okay. Anything else?
Oh, it says he's tight up. He's was it safe?
When you say that a person is cobbler, what does that mean?
Well, it's real, real friendly and a good mixer.